So they're actually taking care of some of these murder hornets that are showing up in BC. Are they actually being able to get all of them?
They're eradicating them when they find nests.
Right. Okay. So it's still a bit of a needle in a haystack to a point. You gotta find them.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we rely on the public so much, because it's usually a member of the public that brings it to the attention of a provincial employee or someone like myself with a photo or something like that, that we can say, oh, yes, that is a giant Asian hornet. We should go in and look at that population. Where is that? And then we can do a rapid response to those areas.
So more eyes on the landscape certainly helps. David, talk a little bit about this Asian giant hornet, the murder hornet. How big are we talking? Maybe describe it, if you could, because some people are getting it mixed up with some of the rather large hornets that or bees that we're finding in eastern Ontario.
Yes. So the murder hornet is actually, it's quite a significantly big hornet. It probably is about the size of your pinky. Or people have been also referring to it as the thumb, but if you have large thumbs like me, it's not that thick. The wingspan can be up to 2 inches, so about 5 centimeters. So it's actually quite a large wasp. And when those wings are beating and you're flying around you, it sounds like a helicopter coming close by, because you can hear those wings and they're just pumping the air around you. So it is quite an ominous species. Another really good feature to look for is to look at the abdomen. The abdomen, the part where it's yellow and black, the yellow and black has a bit of orange striping into it as well. So it's yellow, orange, black, next segment, yellow, orange, black, and it goes through. Now, it can be really commonly confused with a species that has already been established in Ontario. So the European giant hornet, and they're very closely related, but the European hornet has been here since the late 1800s. So it has more of a straight yellow, black, yellow, black. There's no orangey red in between. Also, the European hornet has these sort of keyhole-like black structures in amongst the black striping. So it almost looks like the black is projecting slightly in two different spots on the abdomen.
Okay. So still a good size for the Asian hornet, and it's still not a native species. It too came in, I guess, somehow back in the 1800s, you say, David.
Yes. Unfortunately, it did come in. It came into the New York area, and then it slowly spread up through southern Ontario into Quebec, and I think it is established in some of the very eastern provinces like New Brunswick.
Okay. So back to the murder hornet for just a second then. I guess the question, David, is why are they calling it a murder hornet? Does it sting more ferociously than any other type of hornet, or it's just because of its size?
Well, it's called the murder hornet because what it does is it goes after honeybees. So honeybees in Ontario, we have a European honeybee, and it's a very like docile honeybee. It doesn't sting very often. It goes and does its work, and it comes back to the hive. That is its strict purpose in life. The Asian or African honeybees are a little bit more aggressive, so they tend to go after these hornets a little bit more aggressively. The Japanese honeybees, for example, have no problem dealing with the murder hornets or the Asian giant hornet. What they end up doing is to combat this hornet species, because what murder hornets will do is they'll fly into a hive and they'll mark it with a pheromone. So they'll mark it with a scent to say, hey, this is a food source, and they'll travel back to their original hive, and they'll get together all their friends and all the other wasps or hornets in the hive, and they'll collectively go to these hives and they'll kill a lot of the honeybees. However, the Asian species, which has co-evolved with the Asian hornets, they've developed a method where they capture the hornets and make this thing called a bee ball. And this bee ball, they completely cover the hornets and they buzz their abdomens really quickly to create friction and heat. And they essentially cook the murder hornets to death. It's quite a graphic way to say it, but that's what they'll do. However, in the European honeybees, they don't have that type of learned strategy for dealing with it. So what happens is the Asian giant hornet will come into a honeybee hive, a European honeybee hive from around Canada, and they'll mark it with the pheromone, go get their friends, then they can come, and it's just a mass murder. So they'll rip abdomens apart, they'll kill honeybees, and as we all know, we want to protect the honeybees because of pollination, and we're losing our pollinators so quickly. Mm-hmm. So this is a species that can really harm honeybees because they can kill up to 30,000 honeybees in a couple hours.
Wow.
With only 30 hornets.
Mm-hmm. So some pretty intensive warfare going on there that we don't necessarily know in the beehives, etc. But
exactly.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons why they're called a murder hornet, just because of the devastation on the honeybees. Okay. David, we're going to take a break. If anybody has any specific questions of David, you're more than welcome to join the conversation this morning. David Dukevich is an entomology technician with the Invasive Species Center in Sault Ste. Marie. We'll return. You're listening to All About the House here on Lake 88.